Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, please stand by a moment.
Okay.
Hello, can everyone hear?
Hi.
Okay, yes, we're live. Please stand by. Our chief ambassador will be on in just a moment. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I am here. God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. I want to just
thank you
for such a wonderful introduction. God bless all of you on the line this morning. It is a Friday morning. God bless all of you. Oh, my God. Good day to you. And this is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conviction Line. I thank God for people coming from all over the world, from every economic strata, from every church affiliation, from every church background. Thank you so much. We come to join hands together to pray and to give God adoration and praise. This is a wonderful day to praise the Lord. He's been so magnificently good to us, all of us. We realize his goodness and his kindness. That's my new assignment. Amen. God gave me a new assignment to help people all around the world realize how good God has been to them. Well, you say, well, I know how good God has been to me. No, you don't. No, you don't. You think you do. But there are so many things that none of us know about how good he's been to us. Yeah, there's so many things. He does thousands, not just a few things, but thousands of things for us every single day. Thousands of things. And most of us don't realize the things of God. I didn't realize it until I started investigating his goodness and his kindness. And do you know how many times you breathe a day? God did that for you. Do you know how many times you blink your eyes a day? God did that for you. Do you know how many times or how many steps you take a day? Do you know how big it is to take one step, just one step? And yet many times God allows most people to take 5,000 steps a day, and many times many more. God does that for you. Do you know how many times your heart beats a day? And if it stopped just for 1 minute, not 24 hours, but just for 1 minute, you would not be here. And God does that for you. And so many other things. Do you know how many times you are allowed to lift your arms and then to move your fingers and then all these things God does for you. And we never stop to think about it. But it's there, and he allows it to happen. God bless you. You've been mighty, mighty, mighty good to all of us. And we do appreciate everything that he does for us. Oh, my God. Even when you drive, you know how much it takes to drive. Coordination of your foot and hand and legs. Your eyes will see all these things cooperating together. God does that for us. We owe him some praise. Because most of the things he does for us, we don't even know about. And we do praise him and give him honor and glory for everything. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your kindness and for your love and for your mercy, Lord, for hope that lies within us. For the joy that we feel, for the peace that we have in our minds. God, you've been so good, so kind, so wonderful. We adore you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day it is. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity we have to give you praise. Now, Lord, we are mindful that you are here all the time. You never sleep nor slumber. And you inhabit the praises of your people. That's why we come to give you praise. We want you to be here to stand with us. We want you, Lord, to hold our hands in every storm and every rain. Thank you for every test. For it's the test, Lord, that causes us to triumph and to have power in you. Now, Lord, I look on every person, every participant on this prayer line, every person who is willing to give you praise, every person who shares a testimony, every person who shares a prayer. Oh, God, every person who participates, bless them and help them in the name of Jesus. Forgive all sin in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for all sins of commission and all sins of omission in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings upon your people. Where are those who are less fortunate, those who are hungry, who don't have a roof over their head, who really don't have the proper water to drink, even here in America, some don't have the proper water. God, look on these precious people and help them remedy the problem. Give them the proper water. Oh, God, some don't have the proper food. Discovered by doing research some years ago that even here in America, they're eating dog food, some people. God, we need your help. Touch, help them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those who are down, lift them up and bring them back in. Lift the heavy burden and lighten the heavy load. Thank you for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Thank you, Lord, for being our love, our joy, our hope, our peace, our shepherd, our leader, our God, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, and everything we can name. You are that. Anything good that ever happened to us, you did it, Lord. Thank you for it. I bless the day on this front line. Bind the enemy. Yeah, you told us, whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. I know you meant every word you have said. I bind the devil on this earth. It's affecting or trying, rather, to affect this front line. I bind him in Jesus' name. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against him. The power of God prevailed over him. And thank you because you gave me that authority and that power. And I loose blessings upon this prayer line. The glory of God be revealed through this prayer line. And we thank you for it. Thank you for many years ago when you let us start out with 3 or 4 people. And now, according to the stats coming from the prayer line, amen, and the sources that are now this prayer line to be, there are over 100 million listeners. You did that, and may I say thank you for it. 195 different nations. You did that. May I say thank you for it. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. For the things that you do are ultra awesome. And we bless your holy name for it. Bless us today, we'll bless you back. We give you the glory and adoration. We pray this prayer, everything we're asking you. Please, Lord, let it be in the name of Jesus. But we do ask you in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God. Yeah. Thank you for it. Thank you for I bless all of you. I guess hopefully y'all are awake. Amen. Pick yourself and see if God gave you life this morning. Did you feel that? Pick yourself. If you felt something, you owe God a praise. Because the Bible says that everything that has breath. If you felt something, that means that you're able to give him praise. You have life. Everything that has breath. Let it praise the Lord. So I'm going to ask you in just a moment to praise him. First of all, good morning to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Amen. Good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. And for the one who did everything for you, I'm going to ask you, I know y'all speak in tongues, and I want y'all to speak to him in English. And just say, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
come on,
Lord.
Y'all. Speak to the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Raise your voice. Raise your voice.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
For the ability to talk. Amen. Thank you for being done. All right, let's go into our praise this morning. My God. Sister Linda Forshee, he just keeps beating everybody. Amen. It came on the line first, and when I ask for praise, when I ask you to speak to the Lord, I hear your voice first. And then, except this morning, Dr. Betty spoke first. Amen. And, I want y'all to go into praise this morning. Let's give him your best praise. Don't give him that second hand. But give him your best praise. Here we go. This is a praise check for everybody. Let's pray for good speakers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lift your voice is
everywhere. Thank you, Lord.
616, I don't hear you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
913.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. 816, everywhere. 219.
Thank you.
Come on. Come on. 818.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, God, you give us the victory. You give us the glory, Lord. And we thank you for everything you've done. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For what you're doing right now. And the glory of God being revealed on this land. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Did you let all that praise go and you didn't even get in there and praise the Lord? Oh, my God. I wouldn't have done that. That's not a good thing. That's not good at all. Amen. God has done so much for you. Amen. I want to just try for another 10 seconds. I don't want you to be left out. Don't be left out in praising God. And then God looks on that. And you don't want to look arrogant like you say that you can't praise the Lord. Don't do that. Amen. That's not a good thing. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise. Let's take another 10 seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
God bless you. I'm moving to another form of praise this morning. I know this is your chief day. I want to ask y'all for a little bye today. Amen. I'm just worn. I'm just, amen. And if y'all would indulge me to yesterday, I just worn out. And I'll come before you and bring this message maybe Monday or Tuesday. I've got a message for you. Amen. But please allow me not to preach this morning. Amen. God bless you. Would y'all do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. I'll just go open up the line for praise reports and prayer requests today. And some of y'all, now, people overseas in Africa and Indonesia, I'm going to ask them if they could forgive me today. Just tired. Amen. Because they don't forget. See, we spoiled in America. But people in Africa, they've been looking forward to stuff all week long. You tell them something, they're going to be there. And in India, they're the same way. Yeah, they treasure what they can get from the Lord and praise reports. And they treasure my messages. You think y'all treasure my messages? The folks in Africa, my God, they treasure everything they can get from the Lord. Amen. And thank we got some on this line who really treasure our messages. I mentioned Sister Charlotte Gray. And then she talked about my message. It's been at least 5 years she's been talking about rejection is for your protection. And then my God. So we have some who really treasure my message. I preach lifetime messages, messages that will help people for a life. And I got one for you. And then I'm not going to preach it today, but amen. God bless you. We're going to open up the prayer line this morning. And let's just give our wonderful testimonies about what the Lord has done for me. I want to get on some healing testimonies. There's some people who put and no offense, but I'm able, as a prophet of God, to recognize certain things that are being done. And we are not put man above God. Not ever be accused of that, because that's not a good thing. When I made that mistake of saying, God, you're awesome, and God corrected me and said, don't put me on the level of any man. I am the creator. I created everything. And I want you to give some healing testimonies this morning. Now, some of y'all who know that, thank God for doctors, but I want to find out some miracles here. You know that God did it, and nobody else did. I know that God healed me of asthma. I know that. I've been telling y'all this for years. I had asthma every day. And I was trying to blow my horn, saxophone, even with asthma, gasping for air. And one day I picked up the horn and started blowing, only what you do for Christ will last. And I went into amazing grace, I believe. Yeah, amazing grace. And all I remember, I blew that song until I passed out. Ain't it? Thank God it's right by my bed. I fell on the bed. I don't know how long I was out, but when I came to, I heard a voice inside saying, Bernard, check your lungs. Check them now. And I took a deep breath. I said, take another deep breath. I checked them again. I know every day of my life, for 17 years, I had asthma. Yeah. But when the Holy Ghost said, check them, there was no hesitance in my lungs. There was no distraction. There was no feeling of that you're not allowing us. That asthma was completely gone. Never forget it. I don't normally tell this part, but I never forget it. I went downstairs. I grabbed all the mini inhalers that I had been using. Some had maybe a little bit in it, but I had a new one too. And three or four of them. I grabbed them and took them downstairs. And you all know that my Aunt Catherine raised me. I saw her. She was down in the kitchen, one of the best cooks ever in the history of the world. And Aunt Catherine was down there, and I took those mini inhalers and got in the kitchen. I said, Aunt Catherine, she said, what is it? I said, you don't have to buy me any more of these. And I dropped them in the waste basket. And she said, boy, what are you dropping all that in the waste basket? I said, you don't have to worry about buying this anymore. She said, why? I said, because the Lord just healed me of asthma. She said, Bernard, do you think the Lord
Hello?
We lost you, Chief. We cannot hear you.
Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God.
Well, while we're reaching in, does someone else want to give a healing testimony?
Well, praise God. I just thank God for another day. This is Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas. God is good, and I praise him on this morning for my life, health, and strength, for the activities of my limbs, and I praise him for being closed in my right mind. Truly, the Lord have healed me many, many times. I'm just thinking of this one particular time that I used to have migraine, and I would have to put it on my resume that I had them, because sometimes when it would get so bad, I needed to hurry up and leave to go home because it affected my vision. So I would rush to get home. If I saw that particular light that I could see in my pupil, in my eyes, and so I would write that down. But one time I went, and there was a revival going on, and this evangelist was there, and I got in the prayer line, and I asked God to heal me of those migraines, and I praise God that never again did I have migraine headaches, but I do know God is a healer, and at his own set time, I just praise God because I do have that testimony that he does heal. And not only that, but just so many other things. But I'm just thinking on that particular time that God healed me. And I just know that there are many others that can tell what all the Lord has done.
I'm back on the line here. And my God, who was that? I heard a little portion of that migraine testimony.
Ambassador Johnson in Texas.
My God, that's a powerful testimony. My God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Evidently, the enemy got a little mad about my testimony, but I got to tell the world. I don't know where I was when I cut off, but I just want to tell you that I took that. Did y'all hear me say I blew that amazing grace till I passed out? Did y'all hear me say that?
No.
Yes.
Y'all heard that?
Yes.
Your inhaler down, and
Aunt
Catherine was in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah. All right, I went downstairs, and Aunt Catherine was in the kitchen. And I said again, one of the best cooks in the world. And she was cooking. People used to buy her rolls. They were so good. They'd send for them. She'd be making 12, 15, 20 dozen rolls or more. But anyway, I said, Aunt Catherine, I said, you don't have to buy me any medicine anymore. She said, why? I said, because God just healed me. Do you think God healed you? No, ma'am, I don't think it. I know he healed me. And she said, boy, that cost me a lot of money. Just get it up out of trash. Sit on your high bar until you really know for sure. I said, I know for sure, but I'll obey you. I got it up out of trash and took it back upstairs, set it up there like she told me. But from that day till now, I've never needed any many inhalers. In fact, there's anointed on me to pray for people who have asthma or who have breathing problems. All they have to do is just believe it, and God gives them a miracle. Not predicated on my faith, because I know what he'll do, but it's predicated on their faith. Remember that Jesus had people that come to him, and he asked him, do you believe? It wasn't predicated on his faith. Faith himself. So it wasn't upon his faith. It was on the faith of others. But anyway, there's been an anointing to pray for people. God healed me of that asthma. And Ambassador Johnson, thank you for that testimony about those migraine headaches. Somebody else, I want to have some other healing testimonies. All you people, precious people in Africa and India, many times who don't have medicine. Now, somebody wonders why I push healing so much. And then veteran doctors. These folks don't have money for doctors in Africa, and many here in America. These folks many times have to rely on the Lord. So if you got a healing testimony and you know that God touched you and healed you, amen, why don't you be a blessing to some of these precious people who are listening all over the world. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
My testimony, I'm telling you, I used to spray pennies from left to right. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if you bless me to get a job, I said, I will pay my tithe the rest of my life. And my kids will never be home. And we will always have a place to live. And I tell you, ever since 1973, I have never missed my tithe office. I haven't been hungry. I always have a place to live. God has been good to me. I don't have to work by buying no medicine. God supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And he did that for me because I was being obedient to him and I did what he asked to do. Pay 10% of your tithe and see how you come out.
My God. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Someone said, well, now he was asking for healing, but that is an ingredient for healing right there. Obedience unto God will bless you and heal you every time. Amen. Thank you, Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis. Thank you. All right, the line's open to you. If you have a testimony about healing, also come on. The line's open to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges. And I just want to share one of my healing testimonies. You all know the story, or I've shared a testimony about the cancer. But with the lung cancer, I developed blood clots in my lung. And my pulmonary specialist, they had me on all types of medications, the Coumadin, the shots in my stomach, all of that stuff was going on. And the doctor, I asked the doctor, I said, well, how long is this going to go on? You know, how am I going to be on this the rest of my life? And he says, well, to be honest with you, Ms. Hodges, we'll say that it's going to take at least anywhere from 6 months to 12 months for these clots to dissolve in your lung. And to me, I just didn't
feel good about it. I didn't feel good about walking around with blood clots in my lungs, and I definitely did not want to stay in the hospital any longer. So they discharged me. They, after, you know, the 53 days, is that they had discharged me and let me come home, but I had to go see him twice a week. I began to ask for prayer for those blood clots. You all prayed. People were praying everywhere for those blood clots. I went back the second week. He checked them, and he says, well, the medicine hasn't started working yet, but we have to give it a little bit of time to work. I said, okay, but I'm not going to be on this medicine long. So he kept just laughing at me. I guess he was trying to make me happy or comfortable at the time. But to make a long story short, in about the fifth week, I went back and they did the X-ray for the blood clots. And he told me he wanted me to go over to the hospital and get a CAT scan done. So I went over there and did that. He said, after you do it, come right back. I want them to send the results over immediately. So I'm thinking they've grown bigger or something has happened. When I went in there, he looked at me. He said, he laughed at me and shook his head. He said, I knew when I saw this, knowing you, what had happened. He said, I don't see any blood clots. I said, thank you, Jesus. I was healed and not cured. So thank God for that. There's no return of the blood clots. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. That's a praise of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the healing, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't hear all that. My phone cut off, but I heard the last portion of it. And we thank you so much for that testimony of healing from blood clots. Somebody else who God has healed in your testimony. Anybody else have a miracle healing?
Thank the Lord. This is Mother Digby, area code 708, suburb of Chicago.
Ma'am.
I want to say I thank the Lord for God has healed me so many times, but I want to tell her this time I had fibroids, and I want to say I was in so much pain, and I had taken off from work for a week. And on my job, they didn't like you to take off, and I had taken off for a week, and I was in so much pain. My church mother came by, and at that time, we had, you know, put plastic on the couches, and I was laying on the couch because I was warm. I didn't want to take the medicine because I was afraid it would come back up. But my church mother came by, and she anointed me with oil, and she went on a 3-day fast. And the doctor had given me a slip to come back for the surgery any day. And I want to say that was in about 1976, and I didn't have it. God healed me. I haven't had any more problem with that, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord has healed my body so many times, but that was just one incident, and I thank the Lord for that.
And you haven't had any problems since then?
Not since then, not with that, since then, not with that particular thing. And that was about 1976.
Oh, my God, that's been about, what, close to 40 years or something.
Yes.
40 or 50 years. God healed you.
God healed.
Amen.
It took away the pain.
Thank God. Somebody, a praise goes right there, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all
ought
to learn. We give God praise for what he's done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right. I'll take another healing testimony. Because God is still healing. Back 50 years ago and even today, he's healing. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, it's open to you. Go ahead. Anybody else receive a healing? A miracle healing from the Lord? Come on, tell it. Tell it. The line is open to you. Anybody else? All right.
This is Mother Jiggy again, and I want to say, when you were talking this morning, it came to my mind that what I'm so thankful for now, is the peace of God. How when the devil want to distract you and get your man off, how the peace of God just comes in. And I thank the Lord. That's a great blessing to me.
Yes, ma'am. That's a good point you all taking. That's surely so. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to have peace. That's why he tries to bring affliction on you, to rob you of your peace and to rob you of your joy. All right? Is there anyone else who has a healing testimony? Oh, no. God has healed, and y'all not saying nothing. Come on. Tell them the goodness of Jesus that he's done for you. The line is open to you. The line is open to you. Are y'all here? Do y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. Let me call a few names here. See if y'all will tell what he did for you. All right. Have you ever had the Lord to heal you, Sister Sheila Brown, if you're on the line? Have you ever had him to heal you, Mother Woods? Have you ever had him to heal you, Mother Wilson? Have you ever had him to heal you, Ambassador Hagen? Have you ever had him to heal you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern? Have y'all had him to heal you? Any of y'all? God has healed all of y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give me a testimony. That's what I'm asking for. These praise reports of healings. Amen. The line is open to you.
Yeah, this is Mother Johnson again.
Yes,
I can remember raising my kids. They were real small. And I was so nervous. I tell you, I was so nervous I had to go to the doctor every day. And they were giving me these little pills. They were green and black, like capsules. And I was taking them pills. And one day I said, Lord, I said, I don't know why I'm taking these pills, but I said, you know, I got up and I flushed them pills down the commode, and I tell you, I ain't been depressed since. I was really depressed. You know, anybody can be depressed when you are not, and when you're raising your kids and you don't have food and stuff. I was really depressed about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous, and I remember going to the doctor, and he would give me this little pill. They were black on one end and green on another. I never would forget that. And I would take them, and maybe I was feeling okay. I didn't know. But anyway, I flushed them things down to come over, and I ain't been nervous since. I said, take this. I said, you ain't going to take control of me, Billy.
My
and
God.
I ain't took another pill since for no depression. You hear me?
My God. Uh-huh.
And I know God is good.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than that. God made me bigger than that. I'm not at the mercy of the devil's hand. I'm at the mercy of God's hand.
My God, Mother. That's beautiful, beautiful. All right. I got time for one more testimony.
Praise God. This is Ambassador Hagen. Glory to God.
All right.
God bless you. Good morning to you, sirs. So good hearing your voice, and good morning to everyone on the line. It's good to be heard and not viewed as often folks are saying. I recall to mind right in a moment of a flashback as we share those miracle testimonies of what the Lord is doing and what he has done. I can recall the time when I was very excited. I was pregnant at the time. I was very excited, expecting our first son. And we just had a shower for the babe, and had so many gifts, and everybody was talking up about this birth because it was a very unique birth. It was going to be the birth of our very first son. And how well do I remember, in a chain of events, I ended up at the hospital and got the bad news from the physician, because when the babe was delivered, it was strange. There was no happy sound. And then we got the bad news, you know, sorry, Ms. Hagen, your son did not make it. It was a stillbirth, and from that we got a little bit more bad news. Yes, and told us we could never ever have any children. We would never ever have another child, and that was bad news compounded upon bad news. Amen. But how many of you know that God is a miracle worker? He is a miracle worker. Yes, yes, he is a miracle. We refuse to accept the bad news. And he told me, he says, if you even were to try to get pregnant again, you know, it'd be a 50-50 chance. Either you'll die or the child will die. So it was, you know, it was not nothing to play with. It was very, very serious, because now that the son is dead and it's proof that something's going on that needs a miracle. But how many of you know he's a miracle worker? Glory to God.
Yes,
I'm telling you, to make a long story short, God took what was impossible and made it possible. And as of today, we have two live living sons. One is in college to be a surgeon. Yes, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Back to you. He is a miracle worker. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. My God. Couldn't have any children. One is still birth, and they said if you tried it again, that the chances are 50-50 that either she would die or the child would die. But how many know that she's alive and the child is alive too? Why don't y'all give God a praise, somebody? Give him a praise.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. My God, that is a miracle.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
My God, that's a miracle.
Ambassador Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern.
Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
And I don't want to be disobedient and be obedient. I'm trying to be not disobedient to my husband and not disobedient to you, because I am, I'm like how you are today. I am extremely tired. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jet lag and all for the things that I've been doing in the past couple of weeks and in the air and out of the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I will be obedient unto the Spirit, and my husband's prescription for me was to rest. Amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Ma'am.
But I feel energy in my spirit, and he is my, amen, he is my protection. Amen. But I praise the Lord, because I do know that. I do know that everybody on this line, if they've been living, God done healed them from something. Amen. And he tests us in healings. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a testimony in the test. Amen. That he has healed us. And I know that I'm almost 70 years old, that there are a lot of things God has healed me from. I'm not a sickly person, but I know in the spirit that God, he doesn't put sickness